Last week's message from Isaiah, I've had projected up here, because it's been a week since you saw it or heard it. I don't usually go back into a week before readings, but this week's reading and last week's readings are what are called the servant songs. Last week's was the first servant song. This is the second servant song. And you can start reading about the servant songs, and there's all this debate about who is the servant, by the way. There's great debate, and you know what? I don't really care. To me, the servant, the whole idea, we get lost in all of that stuff, but what we need to be reading is what is important in this text from last week and the text from Isaiah for this week. Very strong wording here. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. The servant is anybody chosen by God for a particular task. Here, he's not being sent just because he's any old soul. This person is chosen because he is one of those people we talked about last week. He's a child of God in whom God delights. God delights in this servant. And because God delights, God puts God's Spirit upon this servant. The Spirit being upon the servant is very important, because the servant is not being asked to do whatever it is God wants him to do alone or her alone. They're being upheld by God's Spirit being put upon them, so they do not labor without hope. The thing that is amazing, though, is one servant is being called to bring justice, not just to this little neighborhood, but justice to the nation. The nations. Because this is not a God of just one group of people in one little place. This is a God of all of creation. And as the words of the hymn suggest, we are responsible not just for the people, but we are also responsible for the creation. And so the servant is being asked to bring justice to human beings, to animals, plant life, to all that is. And our reading from today is similar, except that in today's reading it uses the phrase God's cause. But again, it's similar to last week's reading, because it says, listen to me, O coastlands, pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born, while I was in my mother's womb. I don't know if you remember last week, I talked about the baby who was baptized. All of us are known even before we are born by God. God knows every little atom of us. And so these servants are called even from their mother's womb. And in today's reading, he made my mouth like a sharp sword. So this servant, this week's reading, is being equipped, not just being blessed with the Spirit to give him strength, but also being equipped with his mouth to be used as a sword. And if we look back at the prophets, we know that they used their words for God. Beat the swords into plowshares. All of these things ring true. They are the words of prophets. And so we have the readings from last week as well as today's that say that God is choosing people and then sending them to go do something. And in verse 3 up here it says, you are my servant in whom I will be glorified. So we do whatever it is we do to the glory of God. And we are doing what God brings us to do. But in both last week's reading and this week's reading, when it says bring justice to the nations, it's very important for us to reclaim what it means by justice in the Bible. We live in this terribly litigious country, you know? People are suing over every little thing. It's been part of our history from colonial times. But anyway, we have this image of justice as being a courtroom with a judge in black robes, a jury listening to all the evidence, lawyers standing up there trying to prove the defendant as worthy or not worthy of being punished or let go. The jury hears it all. A verdict is handed down. And that's what we think of when we think of justice. Too often we reinforce that in the churches when we stand up here in black robes as ministers and we stand up on the platform. We're reinforcing that image of justice again. But God's justice is totally different. God's justice is saying that every creature, every human being is entitled to all those things that allow him or her to live fully in society. God's justice is basically saying everybody deserves enough food, everybody deserves enough clean drinkable water, everybody deserves shelter, everybody deserves enough land or way to be employed to provide for themselves, their family, and all those they might employ. God's justice is saying it is every human being's right to have enough. So in the New Testament, when Jesus talks about giving your coat, if somebody wants your coat, you give them another one. The whole idea is that if you have two coats, you have one too many. Because all you need for your needs is one coat. This is God's justice. And the servant is being asked to try to bring that justice to everyone. It's a big job. If we look around and we think about the injustices of this world, how do we ever bring God's justice? There's another phrase that's in this week's reading that we also need to regain our understanding of it. Because it says, I will give you my as a light to the nations that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Salvation. Another word that we have used in our society so much, and we think about it as saving souls. Or at least I grew up with that idea because I grew up in the mountains of Kentucky where it's all hellfire and damnation and, you know, have you been saved yet? But salvation really means wholeness. So that when Jesus heals somebody who is possessed by a demon, Jesus is freeing that person to live in wholeness. That is salvation. When God brings sight to a blind, when Jesus brings sight to the blind men or women, he is giving them wholeness. He's giving them salvation. Because Jesus is establishing God's salvation, God's reign on earth. And so these two texts are very much about what God wants for all creation and for all human beings. A wholeness, an opportunity for well-being. And he sends these servants to try to accomplish this. If we look at our New Testament reading, we have an example of exactly that thing being done. John the Baptist, if we remember our readings from Luke from back at Christmas time, leaped in his mother's womb when Mary walked into the house. He was claimed in the womb to do a specific task for God, and that was to proclaim who Jesus is. And in today's reading, John talks to his disciples, and he says, "There goes the Lamb of God. I didn't know who he was, but the one who sent me said, when I see the dove descend on him, or the Spirit descend on him, I will know who he is." And so John tells his disciples, and then what happens? His disciples tell others, and Peter becomes a disciple. So God called the servant and sent the servant. God called John and sent John. It goes on through Scripture, this God calling and God sending. And so we have Jesus, who sends his disciples, and we are all disciples. So each one of us, too, are servants, and God is sending us. And we can feel like this servant did in verse 4. "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing in vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord." We can feel overwhelmed by what God calls us to do. And here the servant is not only told to take care of Israel, he's sent to do the whole world. And God blesses him in order to do that with the Holy Spirit. I look at people like Martin Luther King Jr. I would say he surely was a man whose mouth was given as a sword. Nelson Mandela, his mouth was given as a sword. And we're not called to be people like Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King Jr., but we are called to do what we can do. And we can look and we can see how politicians, just because they have the power, will do what they want to do because they have the power. We can see how corporations who want to make the profit margin even better than it was last year will disregard the safety of humanity, will allow harmful chemicals to go into the water. I grew up where mountains were destroyed. The environment was destroyed because coal companies wanted to make the almighty buck. And people's livelihoods were endangered. Their homes were ruined as the mountains came crashing down on them. And they were left with undrinkable water that flowed black in the streams. And these kinds of things continue today. We hear about them every week in the news. And we are called to work towards God's more just creation and world. The alternative giving at Christmas of this congregation is exactly that kind of thing. All of the missions that this congregation does are reaching out, trying to bring greater justice. Beautiful Day is an example of an organization which is trying to bring justice. And we might feel overwhelmed that there is so much to be done. And yet nothing will get done unless we each one try to do our little bit in our corner of the world, to see that God's justice is promoted. We are called. We are servants. We are sent with the blessing of God's Spirit to guide us, support us, strengthen us to do God's will and see God's realm become a reality here, now. Let us go and do what God has called us to do. Let us pray. Oh God, you have called us to do things which we can sometimes feel are undoable. And yet, like the servant, you have blessed us with your Spirit, and you will give us strength. Lead us, O Lord, to do your will and to further your justice in the world. Amen.